No matter how old I get, I never lose my beauty. I merely move it from my face into my heart.
Nice.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California. And we have our instant inspiration, which is kind of a nice inspiration. It says, no matter how old I get, I never lose my beauty. I merely move it from my face into my heart. That goes for everybody. That goes for little children, adults, middle-aged people. That goes for dogs and cats and everything. Now, think about how we sometimes lose our beauty, we lose our sensitivity, we lose our gentleness when we are angry, and when we are upset with people, we're upset with the world, and we just lose our beauty. Hey, what happened to that beautiful guy I was talking to? What happened to that beautiful girl that I was just talking to? My gosh, you sir got angry there. You know, you just lost your cool there. No, I didn't lose my cool. I just demonstrated where I was. But you don't have to do that to demonstrate where you are. You don't have to be so angry to demonstrate where you are. You can just be firm and be definite. A mother can say to her children, no, and that's final. She doesn't have to say, no, and that's final, and I don't, everyone have a, you know. And the kids will just get all uptight and tense, and they'll get angry, and they'll come back at her, and then she'll go, and pretty soon you have a big battle royal going on. Whereas if the mother will just say, no, children, that's not acceptable in this family, we don't do that. And then the children will respond in a harmonious way, and they will learn that her gentle voice has a tiger behind it. But she doesn't have to express the tiger. The tiger is a happy, quiet, sleeping tiger. But don't awaken it. Don't awaken it by not paying attention to the rules of the house. Now, many a husband and wife, they make this very unhappy statement. I love it when we have a fight, because it was so much fun to make up. You know, and if it's so much fun to make up, my goodness, why don't you stay in that mode, of the makeup mode all the time, of being loving and gentle and wonderful with each other all the time, and having that happy attitude about yourselves all the time. You see, we don't have to lose our beauty and move it from our face to our heart. Our beauty can remain in our face. You take a lot of women, and a lot of women who are very attractive women, and as they age, they have happy lines around their face. They have smile lines and so forth. And their heart is so filled with beauty. Their face is so filled with a joy and a peace and a presentness that you don't even think of them as being old. I was sitting in the Kip's restaurant yesterday, and I was having a bowl of rice. And I looked at the table in front of me, and there was a woman with her back to me and a man, and I could see his face. And the man was a pleasant-looking man, youngish, sort of hard to tell. But when I looked at him, the light shone on his face in just such a way that it showed that he'd had plastic surgery on his face. And you could see all the little tiny wrinkles there embossed by the sun, because the sun just brought them right out. Whereas without the sun there, he looked just a smooth-faced person, like a baby's bottom, you know. And it really was quite something. And I looked at him and I thought, yeah, perhaps your hair is colored. Perhaps, you know, you have done these things to you. Maybe you have a hairpiece and so forth to give you this wonderful youthful look. And, you know, you do have a youthful attitude about you. As he was talking to the woman he was talking to, perhaps his wife, he was saying very nice things, and they were chatting back and forth and having a very lovely lunch together, and he was feeding her with his chopsticks from his plate, and she was enjoying it so with great love, and it was a beautiful scene. But You don't need to have a facelift. You don't need to do these things. It's okay to do it. There's nothing wrong with it, but you don't need it. All you have to do is just move the beauty to your heart. Perhaps move it to your heart before that ever happens. When you have young people who are just so beautiful in their heart, their face always remains beautiful. And now why do I say that? And why can I say that? Why is it that young people who grow old and who have a beauty about them, in an everlasting beauty about them, you do not see them growing old? You see them always young. You see them always as a joyous young person. Now, we saw the movie Driving Miss Daisy Home. And Driving Miss Daisy, I believe is the one. And this chauffeur was a pleasant fellow. But Miss Daisy was a crotchety old girl, and she'd come from a lot of wealth, and she'd known a lot of telling other people how to live. But her chauffeur turned out to be a very special fellow who she could not make unkind, because at one point she said he had taken a can of sardines from her pantry. And that's not trustworthy. And he said he did not do that. Remember? He said he bought cans and put them in there. And he knew that someone was taking them, but it wasn't him. But he didn't want her to be unhappy, so he bought them. And he told her this afterwards, and she felt very sheepish and very ashamed. But you see, in her heart, she really was a very loving person and a very beautiful person. But she outwardly made this dignified, rich gal who was trying to be superior a little bit to other people. And she found out that her driver was superior to her on every turn of the road, because he did everything out of love. He did everything out of a deep inner caring. Now, black people are very special people. We've dealt with them a lot over the years, and they have a very special quality about them. And the Chinese people, I think, are the same way, Japanese perhaps too, and the Asians. Hey, isn't it interesting? Just the Western European people, the wrinkles show. But these ancient Chinese and these ancient black people, most of the time, they are smooth as can be. Their skin is so joyous. And why? Because they have had all the pain and sorrow that one can have, and they have not made it a curse in their life. They just said, and so it is. And they go on with their living. And they go on looking for happiness wherever they are, being happy where they are. They bring their beauty from their heart back to their face. The beauty was chased away for a while because of circumstances in their life which didn't allow them to have some of the blessings that other people had. But pretty soon they realized they had more blessings than anybody had, because they had love. They had a joy in one another and in themselves. And this was quite a special experience for them to realize, and for us to realize, my goodness. I have a lot of Chinese friends, and all these Chinese friends, they all look like little babies. They all look like they just were born not too far ago, and their skin is so gentle and so soft and so pliable. I haven't felt it necessarily, but that's probably what it is. But they were just really great. Now, you see, the beauty doesn't have to move from our heart, or move from our face to our heart, and our heart to our face. It can be over all of us. When we like ourselves, everybody likes us. When we're happy with ourselves, everybody's happy with us. Have you ever gone into a house where a couple of people are arguing? And you go in that house, and you hear the arguing, and you hear the bickering and the bitching at each other, and you think to yourself, let me out of here. Let me out of here. and you get out of there as fast as you can. Now, if you are ever a party to an argument, don't. Don't be any part of an argument, because you don't have to be. The beauty of your reality is that you are not touched by the outer world. You are only aware of the inner world. Now, Sylvia is trying to bring something to my attention. I'm sitting here giving this very loving talk and giving this very loving attention to we never lose our beauty. And every 2 seconds, she's turning her head toward the window, looking out of the window as though Santa Claus were coming or something else like that. Sylvia, would you like to tell us who you're looking for?
I heard a car.
Yeah, yeah. But who are you looking for?
Nobody in particular.
Are you expecting anyone?
No.
Well, then when the car comes up, we'll all know it, won't we? Yeah. So let's keep our attention on whatever the subject is at hand, and we get the benefit from it. Now, I'm sure that you would tell me, well, Herb, I can tell you everything you said, even though I'm not giving you attention. I can tell you everything that you said, even though I'm not aware of it. Now, earlier today we said, Ellen, train your dogs to be obedient and mannerly, and when you have a lecture going on, train the dogs to sit quietly by your side so that they will be under control. And they will be welcome guests at any lecture. But if you let them run and bark and jump because they see a cat or they see a bird or they see something, and it's just a fascinating thing. So, you see, what we want to do is always give our best attention to whatever it is we're doing and give our full attention. Because when we don't do that, then we're in trouble. And when we're in trouble, then the wrinkles come to our face and the beauty which might be in our heart fades. And pretty soon we're just wrinkled in our heart and we're wrinkled in our face, and we just are not welcome any place. So let's watch that and be careful. And remember, no matter how old I get, I never lose my beauty. I merely move it from my face into my heart. And let's us each do that too. When we are sitting in the presence of someone whom we respect, and we are hearing that person give a talk, let us give our full attention to the talk. And if anything happens around us, the house burns down, the wind blows away, whatever, it doesn't matter. Our first attention is to what we're doing. And our last attention is to what we're doing. So let's make that something very special in our life and very wonderful. So, no matter how old I get, I never lose my beauty. I merely move it from my face into my heart. And you know what? I haven't moved it from my face.
That's right.
It's interesting. I go into places and into businesses, and I chat with these people, and they say, how old are you? You know, and I say, I'm 25. Yeah, but you know, that's about right. That's about right. And you, they don't think a thing about saying, oh, come on now, you silly fool, you know. They just say, that's about right. Your attitude is about 25. Your way of looking at life is about 25. Your voice sounds like about 25 when I hear it on the telephone or when I hear it on the tape or anything, because this is where we are. What is our consciousness? And so let the eternal beauty, the eternal youth that we are, be with us wherever we are. So you all have a lovely day, and think of me every day, because I think of you, and I see you being supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I love you, I love you, I love you.